and for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
You know, Tony, as much as I love baseball, I sure do enjoy these days off at home.
Sure thing, Bob.
Sitting out on the lake and enjoying my favorite Usinger sausage. Is that grill ready yet, Tony?
Looking good.
Hey, they don't call him the equipment manager for nothing. Tony, how about slipping a couple of these Mr. Baseball brats and some of those gold medal hot dogs on it?
Maybe I could whip up some sauerkraut, too.
Great idea. I love this guy.
Hey, I could even wash the deck down.
Now you're talking.
Oh, I hate off days.
Usingers in baseball. It's just not summer without them.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot out of here.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Erasmo Ramirez into pitch. He'll be greeted by Oliver Dunn. 3-0 Brewers. 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Oliver Dunn looks at a strike. Welcome back to American Family Field. It's at 3-0 aforementioned lead. And now Ramirez, the third pitcher of the day for Tampa, throws 0-1. Just missed on Dunn. Little bit outside. Boy, was that close. 1-1. Oliver had a single in a two-run third-inning rally. He's 1-for-2. Eflin went the first 5 2/3, and then a third of an inning for Garrett Clevinger. 1-1 pitch outside. From 33-year-old journeyman Erasmo Ramirez. Mariners. Tampa, Mariners, Boston, Mets, Tigers, Nationals. Ball misses low. It's 3-1. Back with Tampa for the last couple of years for Erasmo. Fourth game of the year. 3-1, 8 earned run average. Line drive into right field on a 3-1 is pulled into the corner by Oliver Dunn. Over to get it quickly, Palacios. And that will hold Dunn at first base after a wide turn. He puts on the brakes and has a leadoff single. Second hit of the day for Oliver Dunn. Rude greeting of Erasmo. Here comes Blake Perkins. Then the top of the order, Frelick and Contreras due up after the seventh inning stretch, which was sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. The Island is your premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, and the place to be this summer. Book your trip today at islandresortandcasino.com. Fly ball, left field, backing up on it, Goodrum, back onto the track, it's over his head. It hits off the bottom of the fence to third is done. He's being waved home, and there will be no throw to the plate. RBI double, Blake Perkins. A wall ball in left. Then it's 4-0 Brewers in the seventh inning. Blake Perkins' first pitch hunting. And he very nearly hit it out of here to the opposite field. That throw was coming in from Nico Goodrum in left. It went right to the third baseman, Curtis Mead. And it kind of trickled into him. I'm not sure if Mead even realized that Dunn was trying to score on that ball. There wasn't a whole lot of urgency to get it and throw it home. They never did, actually. Pitch is low on, nope, called a strike on Frelick, I guess at the knees.
If they cut that like normal, you might have had a shot, or you might not send Dunn. That might have been something that Jason Lane saw and decided to take advantage of.
Now it's low. It skips into the glove of Rortved, 1-1. Good for Blake Perkins, his first hit of the day. And the Brewers, a four-run lead, still a runner at second with nobody out. And Frelick, who's 0-for-3, has a 1-1 count. The pitch popped him up. Way up into the bright sky. A play for the second baseman, Rosario. Drifts out onto the outfield grass. A few steps and makes the catch. Perkins unable to advance on that one. And that's the first out for Erasmo Ramirez. A double by Blake. $75 going to the MAC fund. You know it. As always, West Bend, the silver lining, makes that generous donation. Here comes William Contreras. Brewers catcher had a two-run double to open the scoring earlier. He takes low ball one from Ramirez. Bottom of the order providing the run this inning. Dunn and Perkins, numbers 8 and 9 on the card. 1-0 pitch is low. It's 2-0 on William. This has been, if you look at it in total, a pretty dominant series. William swings through the pitch. It's 2-1. Lane, the Brewers lost the opener, so it's 1-1 coming into this rubber match. But if you look at the aggregate score, it's now 12-3 in the series. Rays have only scored 3 runs. 4-0 today, the 2-1. Outside and low on William, 3-1. I would say that it's been a pretty dominant series, all things considered, for the Brewers.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If not for Ryan Pepio, Brewers are probably going for a sweep today. But he was really good.
Yep. 3-1. Contreras takes a strike on the inside corner from Ramirez. Good pitch and a full count.
And you could say the Brewers had an opportunity in the ninth to win that game anyway, but let's not rehash that.
Yeah, I was going to say a backswing interference had a lot to do with the Rays winning that game as well. 3-2 pitch. Chopped foul by Contreras. He spoils it on the ground to the third base dugout. With 6 outs left to get, Brewers have allowed just 3 runs in the whole series. 3-2 again. Low ball 4. He walked him. Contreras aboard for the second time as he takes a cutter below the knees. Perkins at second, William at first, and one out in the seventh for Willie Adames. Walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Been a great couple of days for Willie. 5 runs batted in Tuesday and Wednesday. He homered last inning, and he takes over the outside corner from Ramirez. It might have been a bit generous, but given to the pitcher. One for 3 today with that home run. In the 0-1. Hit in the air to center. Backing up on it is a Rosarena. Still back onto the track towards the wall. Leaps up. Goodbye. 3-run home run, Willie Adames, who's gone deep in back-to-back innings. Another 4-run batted in game against the Rays for Willie. And it is broken open for the crew in the 7th. 4 runs are home. They lead this game 7-0. Just got out. Randy Arozarena made a jump, and the ball was right past his outstretched glove and over the yellow line. Make it 3 homers in less than 24 hours against his old team for Willie Adames. Joey Weimer now up there occupying the cleanup spot. Batting for the first time, takes a strike.
Seen it a lot over the years. When Willie gets going, he gets scorching hot.
0-1 to Joey. That strike 2 paints the outside edge. Those are the fun streaks.
Yeah, he can carry an offense when he gets going, like it looks like he's starting to dial into right now.
Weimer batting 182. The pitch swung on and fisted into left. Late break for Goodrum. He's sprinting in now, but Goodrum gets there. Makes a running basket-style catch. Weimer almost blooped that in front of him, but that's the second out of the inning for Ramirez. Well, Willie played for Tampa in the major leagues 2018 through 21, of course, before the Brewers got him in that trade in May. But he was a part of their organization much longer than that. He was essentially groomed by Tampa. Came all the way up through the minors. He knows the guys in that dugout pretty well. Those that were around, like Kevin Cash. And he's done damage against his old buddies. Understatement of the day.
Homered against him last year down in St. Petersburg as well. Remember, he folded his arms and looked at Arozarena playfully after he crossed home plate.
7-0 game. Two out and now 1-1 on the batter, Reese Hoskins. For that home run, or the Beating Associates of Wisconsin donated another $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates, there is a difference. 1-1, Hoskins takes strike two. Reese is 1-for-3 with a double. Four runs home against Erasmo Ramirez. Uribe, the only one throwing in the bullpen now for the Crew. Two out, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball, and that gets Hoskins to retire the side. But not before four score. Willie Adames, a three-run home run. It is 7-0 Crew as we head to the eighth. Lane Grindle back to take you home after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers lead 7-0, and Abner Uribe is coming in to pitch the eighth inning. Drive Around the League is brought to you by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Tigers lead the Cardinals 3-1 in the eighth. That's a rubber matchup that series. St. Louis was hoping to win three series in a row, but they'll have to come back late to do it. Twins trail the White Sox 3-1 in the fourth. Minnesota's going for a 10th straight victory. How about that for the Twins, but they're down 3-1. Lane Grindle's back for the eighth inning. It's the Brewers leading by 7.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Abner Uribe takes over on the mound for the Brewers. And Richie Palacios leads off for Tampa Bay. First pitch, a sinker at 99 that misses up and away. It's 1-0. Uribe pitched for one batter in the eighth inning of last night's game. Was then ejected after he and Jose Siri got into it. Hit foul at the third baseline, and it's 1-1. It was announced prior to the game, or right at game time, that Uribe had been suspended 6 games by Major League Baseball. He is appealing that suspension, so he's allowed to pitch until that suspension's appeal is heard. New baseball bat for Richie Palacios. So he gets the new bat and climbs back into the box here. 7-0 Brewers. It has been a very productive day for the Crew's offense for the second consecutive game. Uribe, the 1-1. And a slider. Did he go? Yep. Chris Guccione says he went around. Got a lot of depth with that slider in on that back foot of Palacios. He tried to check, but just couldn't hold back. And it's a ball and two strikes. Palacios has reached twice today. He's officially 1-for-2. 1-2 pitch. Lined out towards right. Frelick coming over. Has to let it drop in front of him. Palacios, big turn at first. Helmet flies off and then puts the brakes on and will settle for the single here in the eighth. One on and nobody out now for Rosarena. Today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, representing 9,000 skilled union laborers throughout Wisconsin. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A, and feel the power. Rosarena, it has been a struggle for him, and then some. Pitch is down and away, 1-0. 0 for 10 in this series, and 1 for his last 23 at the plate. It's not like he was exactly hot prior to this stretch. This is not what you expect to see from Rosarena. 1-0, that is low, and it's 2-0. Palacios gets his lead from first, and the 2-0 pitch missed down and away with a two-seamer, and it climbs to 3 balls and no strikes on Rosarena. Uribe trying to find the strike zone here, a little bit wild. 3-0 pitch, and that missed inside. Rosarena was backing out as Uribe brought home the pitch, and now first and second and nobody out, and Rosario is the batter. And Chris Hook is going to take this opportunity to go out and chat with Abner and try to get him dialed in here. 7-0 lead, and with the stuff that Uribe possesses, no reason to do anything other than fill up the strike zone right now. Sports Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound. State-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. So Chris Hook still out there chatting with Abner. Contreras and Adames in there as well. Willie with a few extra words of encouragement for Abner as Chris Hook makes his way back into the Brewers dugout. So the first two have reached. Palacios on a single to right, Rosarena on a walk. And now here is Rosario, who's 0 for 3 today. First pitch down in the dirt, it's 1-0. Well, happy May Day for those of you that observe. Josh Mauer didn't know about May Day. Did some research before the game, though, today, didn't you?
I did. I've always known it existed. Okay. I've got to be honest with you. I just didn't really know what we're celebrating.
Yeah, I guess I would be in the same boat there. There's a strike from Abner on a slider, and it's 1-1. I just always knew it was, you know, May 1st, and you give May baskets out, right? You would go to people's houses and drop off May baskets at their front door. 1-1. Missed outside, 2 balls and 1 strike. Feel like it has slowed down a lot. May Day. I think it was a bigger deal when I was a kid than it is today. It's kind of been taken over by May the 4th. That one's catching steam now. 2-1. Chopper towards second. Terang has it. Flips to Adames across the bag for one. On to first. Not in time. Rosario able to stay out of the double play. It was a slow enough chopper that Terang had to wait on the big hop to feed it to Adames. Brewers will hold things up to see if they want to challenge this. I don't think that they will. Ricky Weeks looking in, still waiting, and says nope. Our video says he was safe too. So runners on the corners with one out. That would have been a nifty double play. It was a very close play at first. Very easily could have been called out. I think ultimately he was safe and they got it right, but boy, that was very close. Here's Austin Shenton, double play candidate. Uribe brings home the pitch, and that's in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
You know what you're really supposed to do on May Day? You're supposed to do the maypole dance.
What is that?
You dance around the maypole.
What's a maypole?
Kind of looks like a mini tent-like thing.
Fouled back into the net, and it's 0-2. I'm assuming Google is informing you of this.
My favorite thing to do as a kid.
I would be really impressed if you were, you know, coming up with that off the top of your head.
Yeah, it's a tall wooden pole erected. Part of various European folk festivals.
Okay.
You do the maypole dance.
Got it. 0-2. Down there, gets away from Contreras, sprinting home. And scoring is Palacios, and up 90 feet is Rosario. So it's a 7-1 ball game. The shutout is gone now. One would think that would be a wild pitch charged to Uribe, and it is. That was a slider down in the dirt. Contreras almost saved it. So now runner at second and one out, and Shenton with a 1-ball, 2-strike count. The pitch missed inside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, May the 4th now is like a new unofficial one, right? May the 4th be with you, Star Wars Day. That's a big one in ballparks all around the country, yeah. Too. 2-2. Down and away. Two-seamer from Abner, and the count is full. 3-2.
That means you need to pack your Chewbacca outfit for Wrigley this weekend.
If I could do a Chewbacca impression, I would have done it right there, but it would have been embarrassing because I don't think I can actually do one. Pitch to Shenton is fouled back into the net, and it stays at 3-2. I was going to try it. I don't think so. I want to try, but I think I would embarrass myself. Three balls and two strikes on Shenton. Uribe looks in. Here's the pitch. And he missed low. He walked him. Second walk issued by Uribe. And now first and second. And one away. You don't want this inning to get away from you if you're Abner and the Brewers. And with that, some bodies are going to start scrambling down in that Brewers bullpen. Pyomps will get back up as Nico Goodrum is the batter for Tampa Bay. First pitch to him. Missed inside with a slider, and it's 1-0. Just has not been a strike thrower so far in this outing for Abner. 1-0. That is over but low. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. He's thrown 21 pitches, and 14 of them have been out of the zone. First and second. Ground ball and an infielder could get you out of the inning, though. And the 2-0 to Goodrum. Chopper. Rolling foul up the first baseline. Uribe will pick it up and scoop it out of the dirt. It's 2-1.
There's got to be a lot going on in Abner's head today. This is a 24-hour period unlike he's probably ever experienced in his life.
I mean, honestly, it's like a 15-hour period.
Yeah.
And, yeah, a lot going on. He's dealt with a lot. Probably a good thing to get him back onto the mound and let him pitch right away. 2-1. Chopper right back to Uribe. Fields it on a couple of hops. He'll go to second. Throws low, but caught by Adames covering the bag for the force out on Shenton, and now there's two outs with runners on the corners. So Abner fields the position nicely. And you got Rosario at third and Goodrum at first and two outs, and Uribe with a chance to get out of this with just the one run allowed. If he can make it work. Brewers holding things up. I think they're checking if Shenton obstructed Adames's chance to throw to first. He never really got down into a slide. Brewers aren't going to challenge. And so, again, first and third, and two outs here. And Jose Caballero is the batter. two for three this afternoon for the right-handed hitting shortstop Caballero. Uribe kicks and delivers and missed high with a slider. It's 1-0. Piamps is up again in that bullpen for the Crew. Brewers would like Uribe to get this game through the top of the eighth. Ground ball to third. Big hop for Oliver Dunn. Fields backing up. Throw to first in time. Dugout beautifully by Bowers on the receiving end. That ball was hit hard. Dunn had to back up a couple of steps. That made for a long throw. And a low throw on a hop. And Bowers a vacuum over there at first base. So Uribe gives up the one run, but still a 7-1 lead for the Crew as we head to the bottom of the eighth. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Your podcasts.
Bottom of the eighth inning, a 7-1 Brewers lead. Jake Bowers leads off the inning against Erasmo Ramirez, and Bowers sends a fly ball into left field, twisting foul and out of play. Down that left field line, it's nothing and one on Jake. Bowers 0-for-2 with a walk this afternoon. Brewers in control here late. Ricky Weeks manning the ship today with Pat Murphy serving game one of his two-game suspension. 0-1 to Bowers is rolled foul. That shoots into the Brewers dugout. Everybody seems to be okay. And it's 0-2 on Bowers. Thiago Vieira getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. Ramirez brings home the 0-2, and Bowers rolls one back up the middle. The shortstop Caballero fields it behind the bag at second, throws to first. And Bowers is the first down. Well, it is Shandy season. What a day for a Shandy at the ballpark today here at American Family Field. I'm guessing some of the 20,132 have imbibed on a Shandy beverage from our friends at Leinenkugel's. Their summer Shandy's a refreshing Weiss beer with natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. Terang takes low. It's 1-0. Bryce 1-for-3 today. Ramirez brings home the pitch, and that is lifted into the air in center. Shallow, moving in and to his right is Rosarena, and he makes the catch for out number two, and that'll get Oliver Dunn to the plate. Brewers looking for some insurance runs, but they got the ones they were looking for in the bottom of the seventh. Score big with a health insurance plan from our friends at Network Health, as they bring you the Network Health insurance runs all season long. Find a winning plan to fit your needs at NetworkHealth.com. First pitch to Ollie Dunn is down and in. With a cut fastball, it's 1-0. 7-1 Milwaukee. Looking to win this series this afternoon and travel down to Chicago for a big three-game series with the Cubs starting on Friday afternoon. Dunn takes outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Oliver Dunn's had a good day. It's been good to see. A couple of base hits for him. 2-0 in there with a strike. It's 2-1. 2-for-3 today for Dunn, who had been scuffling at the plate coming in. Two-one pitch by Ramirez. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Was just 5 for his last 38 coming into today's game. But he has had some really good swings today. 2-2. Nearly hit him. He spun out of the way in time. And the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brewers with 2 in the 3rd. A solo shot from Adames in the 6th and 4 more in the 7th, including a 3-run shot by Willie. 3-2 pitch missed outside. Dunn works a 2-out walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And Dunn is on base for the 3rd time this afternoon. And he gets on in front of Blake Perkins, who had the RBI double back in the 7th off the base of the wall. Shadow starting to creep across the infield. Infield a little bit more than cut in half. Center field and left field in the sun. Palacio standing just in the shade and right as Perkins takes a curveball low, and it's 1-0. Second base, third base in the sun, but first base and the mound and home plate all in the shade here currently this afternoon. One on Perkins, swing and a miss. Swung through a cut fastball at 87 at the top of the zone. And it's 1-1. Missed outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Brewers will be back home a week from tomorrow, opening up a homestand against the Cardinals and Pirates. After going on the road to Chicago and Kansas City, here's a chopper on the left side. Backhanded by Caballero. Throws to first. Perkins too fast. He beat it out. Caballero, it looked like he had a little bit of a split second problem getting the ball out of the glove, and that was enough to allow Perkins to leg it out for an infield single. He's got 2 hits today. Dunn to second base. First and second and 2 outs for Sal Frelick. Rasmo Ramirez, first pitch. Frelick lines one down the right field line, but foul. And it's 0-1. That was a triple swing from Sal. If that's a fair ball, 2 runs are going to score easily. And Sal's on his way to 3rd. Ramirez looks at second base. And the 0-1 flipped foul down the left field line and out of play. It's 0-2. It has been a very productive day at the plate for the crew. 7 runs on 10 hits today. O2 pitch. Ground ball to first. Gobbled up by Shenton. He'll run to the bag and retire Frelick, and the inning is over. Brewers strand a couple. We go to the 9th inning. It's a 7-1 Brewers lead. Vieira coming on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center and deep!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We go to the top of the ninth inning. Brewers with a 7-1 lead. Thiago Vieira coming on to pitch. And now Chris Guccione has taken Vieira's glove from him. And a new one being run out to him. There was an issue with it. It was a two-tone glove, light blue with a white webbing. And Chris Guccione seemed to think that that was a bit of an issue, which the color of your glove and the pattern of your glove does come into play occasionally. And so they are disallowing the glove. And now Devin Williams and Chris Guccione are having words in the Brewers dugout. They've run a new glove out to Vieira. It's a yellow glove. And now Guccione is lecturing Devin on whatever it is that he has an issue with. Vieira pitched with this glove last night. Nobody said anything last night. But they have decided they're not going to allow that glove today. And honestly, whether they should or shouldn't allow the glove, I will just say that this crew has found a way to inject themselves into every game one way or another here throughout this three-game series. And now we're holding up play because Chris Guccione still chatting with Devin Williams, who eventually takes a step back on the dugout as if to say, okay, that's fine. And Guccione now hearing some boos as he runs back to his third base position. So here's Ben Rortvedt to lead things off for Tampa Bay. 7-1 Brewers lead. Vieira. First pitch. Over but low, and it's 1-0. Rortvedt today. 1-for-3, couple of strikeouts along with a single. 1-0, swing and a miss at that sinker, and it's 1-1. Now, they've been making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years. I'm talking about Pine River cold pack cheese spreads. 1-1, way outside, two balls and one strike. If you're having summertime get-togethers, your backyard, at the park, wherever, they are a fixture. Need to be a part of that for sure. Vieira calling for time. And I think he wants a new baseball. And Contreras instead is going to come out and chat with him here on the mound. Of course, if you're going to have a backyard get together, you got to have that grill going. You got to have Usinger's sausage on there. America's finest sausage. And then especially if the kids are around, everybody loves a little ice cream. So you got to have the Cedar Crest ice cream. Day like today, it won't even melt that fast. Just a beautiful day. but a good ice cream day, because every day is a good ice cream day. Two balls and a strike on Rortvedt, and he lines one right in the glove of Jake Bowers for the first out of the inning. Hit pretty hard and right at Bowers, who stuck the glove up and snagged it out of the air. And there's one away for Curtis Meade. Meade 0 for 3 today. First pitch from Vieira is a ground ball on the left side. Charging's done. On the run, he throws to first in time to take care of Meade. And the Brewers one out away from winning this series against Tampa Bay here this afternoon. Here's Yandy Diaz. Boy, is he in a funk right now. The AL batting champion from a year ago. He's seen his batting average drop all the way down to 213. He is 0 for his last 15 at the plate. And he takes low from Vieira. It's 1-0. 0 for 10 in this series for Yandy Diaz. Here's the 1-0. And that's chopped foul at the plate. It's 1-1. Brewers looking for win number 19. 18 wins in March and April. Well, looking to go 1-0 in May. Ricky Weeks looking on in that Brewers dugout. The acting manager today. 1-1 pitch. Hit foul and out of play first base side, and it's 1-2 on Diaz. Crowd getting to their feet. All 20,132. 1-2 pitch. Chopper towards short. Adamas waiting on it. Fields near the bag at second. Slings it over to first in time. And the Brewers take down the Rays this afternoon, 7-1. And they have won this series 2-1 to close out the homestand here in Milwaukee. 7-1 your final. Brewers over the Rays. A very good offensive day. And 6 shutout innings from Colin Ray, who will get the win here today and improve to 3-0 in his young season. We're back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help my house. It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes, and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Okay.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball has been brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino. Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest. Wisconsin Biofuels. And Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And Josh, the Brewers get a big game from Willie Adames and a gem on the mound from Colin Ray.
And a great bounce back from that frustrating end of the loss on Monday night where they thought the tying run should have scored. Ended up losing 1-0. How would this team respond? Well, they did so with two resounding victories on Tuesday and Wednesday. Today, 7-1 the final, 7-10-2 for the Crew. Meanwhile, just a run on five hits and no errors for Tampa Bay. Brewers pitching held Tampa to just four runs total in the entire three-game series. The win goes to Colin Ray, his third of the year without a loss. Six innings of four-hit shutout baseball for the man Pat Murphy calls Code Red. 3-0. How about that? Zach Eflin takes the loss to fall to 1-4. It took 2 hours and 31 minutes to play today's game in front of 20,132 sun-splashed fans. Roof open at American Family Field. And we're back to wrap up the game portion of the broadcast right after this. 7-1 year final on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Kinder Bueno, Butterfinger, or 100 Grand with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything, every memory, every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
In the Woods with Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
Ah, you just can't beat camping in Wisconsin, Tony. The great outdoors, lots of friendly folks too. Can you believe how many stopped by when we were cooking up those Usinger brats?
Well, especially after they saw your sign, Uke, Usinger brats on the grill.
Always nice to share a Usinger brat with friends.
I saw a couple bears, too.
Hey, bears are fine. No cardinals, though. Everybody loves Usingers. Just keep them away from my peppered bacon.
Back with you from American Family Field. The Brewers win the series 2-1 against the Rays. By winning the finale here this afternoon, 7-1, the final. That's going to do it for our game broadcast today. We'll be back with you on Friday. On Deck Show, Built by Menards gets started at 12:45, followed by the game at 1:20. Brewers taking on the Cubs, game one of a three-game series. Joe Ross takes the ball for the Crew. Chicago has yet to announce a starter. They have two more games before that game on Friday. They play tonight and then tomorrow afternoon in New York. Our producer and engineer has been Ken Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned. Josh Maurer has the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show coming up. Again, the final score, Brewers 7 and the Rays 1. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Hi, friends. This is Keith Hernandez. When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road. Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Whether you're new to the trucking industry or looking for a change from your current driving job, Schneider has an opportunity for you. Need a CDL? Take advantage of our company-paid training and tuition reimbursement programs. Ready to advance your driving career? Check out Schneider's wide variety of driving job options that fit both your current needs and your goals for the future. Start or grow your trucking career at Schneider. See what we have to offer at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.
Well, after Monday night, the Brewers had that frustrating 1-0 loss. They had dropped three straight games, and they were in danger of a losing homestand. That would not last. Big blowout wins on Tuesday and Wednesday. Today, beating Tampa Bay 7-1, and the Brewers end up going 500. 3-3 on the homestand, and they are heading out on the road to face the Cubs on Friday. A happy bunch. Welcome into our post-game show. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. About to change what it means to bet big, bet bold with a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more. The new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens on Friday. Coming up here, we're going to get you all the highlights of this six-run win that was highlighted by a couple of big swings from Willy Adames. We got scores. We've got a preview of the Cubs. Down on the farm we go. All of that coming up here over the next few minutes. Colin Ray started it off today with six scoreless innings, part of a great pitching effort, really the whole series. They held Tampa to just four runs and a total of 16 hits in the three games for the Rays. Today there were seven ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Well, the Cardinals have already lost a game this afternoon in Detroit 4-1, and so it's the Tigers winning 2 out of 3 in that series. Miles Michaelis had the start in that game for St. Louis, but he fell to 2-4, allowing 3 runs in 6 innings. That means the Cardinals had won the previous 2 series. That streak comes to an end. Elsewhere in the Central Division, it'll be Pittsburgh at Oakland that just got underway. They're trying to avoid being swept by the A's or the Pirates. It's no score in the top of the second inning. Quinn Priester, former first-round pick for the Buccos, is on the bump. Pittsburgh has won only 5 of its last 20 games. Reds and Padres just about to get underway at Petco. That's Graham Ashcraft's start for Cincinnati. Joe Musgrove for the Friars. That's a rubber match of a 3-game series. And as Lane mentioned at the end of the game broadcast, the Cubs still have a couple of games before the Brewers get to Wrigley on Friday afternoon. They will be at Citi Field against the Mets. Game 3 of that 4-game set tonight, 6:10 Central. And the man who's burst onto the scene for Chicago coming over from Japan, Shota Imanaga, gets the start for Craig Counsell. Shota 4-0 with a 0.98 earned run average. The Cubs have won his first 5 starts here stateside. Cubs and Mets have split the first 2 games of that series, and Chicago now a game behind the Brewers in the Central Division standings. Milwaukee with the win, 19-11. Chicago, 18-12 going into their game tonight. Final score again here, 7-1. The Crew gets the win in the rubber match over Tampa. More scores coming up next. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking, but because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukey says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew! Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Hey.
Brewers 7, Tampa 1. Big day for Willie Adames again. Back-to-back four RBI games against his former club at American Family Field. You are listening to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. And for every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this season, there have been 38 homers, and OAW has donated $3,800 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Josh Maurer back with you. Let's go back into the scoreboard. In the AL Central, the hottest team in baseball resides. It's the Minnesota Twins. They are trying to get a 10th consecutive win. They're in Chicago against the White Sox right now, and after trailing early, the Twins have come back to tie that game at 4. That's in the bottom of the 6th inning. 9-game winning streak, trying to improve it to 10 against the struggling White Sox. Philadelphia is at Los Angeles. That game just about to get underway out in Anaheim, and it's a rubber match with Zach Wheeler taking on Pablo Sandoval. Big story out of Angel territory, another injury to Mike Trout. If you missed the news yesterday, he's going to have knee surgery. They don't think it's going to be season-ending this time, but the great Trout just cannot stay healthy and on the field over the last few years. It was off to a fantastic start to the year, but he is out again. Angels and Phillies about to get underway. Yankees at Baltimore, game 3 of 4, 5:35 Central first pitch. Corbin Burns for the Orioles, Luis Gil for New York. Then after the Yankees had that hot weekend with 30 runs here against the Brewers, the Orioles have cooled him off to take the first two games of the series, and Corbin will try to keep that going tonight for the O's. Then finally, we point out the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks at 8:40 Central. They've split the first couple of games of that series, and the big story in yesterday's eventual Arizona walk-off 10th inning win, they were delayed almost 2 hours at the outset because of a bees colony that had formed right behind home plate right before the game. Almost 2 hours it took them to get the exterminator there in Arizona. Got the bee's nest cleared, and they finally played that game, and it was a walk-off home run in the 10th by Christian Walker. Time now for the home run distance recap. Willy Adames, two home runs today. The longest of those, 412 feet. It was the first one of those in the sixth. Home Run Distance brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Brewers 7, Rays 1. How did it happen? We'll recap it with highlights after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking. There are people